I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Today's theme song mixed by DJ Moeta.
Moeta.
Goddamn right.
All right. Welcome.
Willkommen. All systems go. Yes. Indeed. All systems go.
And we're ready.
And we are on.
Thank you for choosing us on the computer.
You choose me?
We are the Aristocrats.
Yes, we are.
So I hear.
Let me set the table here. My name's Derek.
My name's Eric.
And my name's Pat.
We have our producer, Carly. A couple interns and an engineer over there.
To get us beer, of course.
That shall remain nameless because we don't care about that.
And yogurt.
And a bird.
And we have a bird. That might be chirping in the background.
So don't be scared.
Don't be scared at all.
We have many things to do today.
Oh, tons!
I don't even know where to start.
As Conan O'Brien would say, we have an amazing show for you tonight.
Always. It's always.
It's always amazing.
It's always an amazing show.
But it's always a mediocre show.
Yeah.
And it's always tough to say we have an amazing show when everyone's just kind of staring at us.
Yes.
Blankly.
Like chewing on pretzels and...
Yeah, you know, and chewing on stuff.
Get that finger out of your ear.
Yes.
You don't know where it's been.
Know where that finger's been.
All right, well, this is our first show. Very exciting.
This is very exciting.
This is our first fourth show.
Yeah, our first fourth show.
Our first formal show.
Yeah.
We'll say that.
Okay.
So...
That's very good.
I know this is no Steve Cast, but bear with us, and we'll try to...
We'll try to hit that bar someday.
Maybe someday. If anyone knows what that is.
No.
If not, look it up.
We become real professionals.
Look up and you'll find it.
We'll be as good as Steve Cast.
Well, I know what we could talk about.
What? What's that? What do we have?
Well, what I wanted...
We've got a lot.
We do. But I wanted to talk about something funny that happened to you, Pat.
What's that?
You had a celebrity sighting at your job not too long ago?
Yes, I did.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Yes, I did.
Bon Jovi?
I wish.
No.
Close, though.
I work at a automotive facility repairing vehicles, and someone who was just recently hired is a drummer for Sebastian Bach.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
We all know Sebastian Bach.
Wasn't he in...
He's the guy on VH1 all the time.
Yeah, but he was in, like, Poison or something, wasn't he?
I don't know what band he was in.
Wasn't he in Jekyll and Hyde?
Yeah. He was on that
this
for a while.
This is the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I have that in the car.
Okay. Go get it.
Yeah, get it now.
No, actually, I probably don't.
And he was picking up his car. He's actually a very nice guy. He's tall, hairy.
Tall.
Bless you.
Tall, hairy, and handsome.
And he drives an 11-year-old conversion van. So
he's cool in my book.
He's a nice guy. It's nice on the inside.
You think he's broke?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, what was Sebastian Bach in?
Skid Row.
Was it Skid Row?
Yeah.
He was like the lead guy, right?
Yeah, he was the lead singer, yeah.
He was the lead singer of Skid Row. He's
probably right, yes.
On top of the world at one time in the 80s.
Mm.
And now he's driving a conversion van.
A short week.
And you say he's broke because...
Probably.
Drum roll, please.
Probably his wife's boobs. His wife doesn't look very
natural.
Yes.
Yeah.
Half of her is plastic.
Well, no. Didn't something happen with him that...
What happened?
He had trouble paying his bill.
Oh, yes. Ah. He was doing steering and suspension work on the front end. And And he couldn't pay. The bill was $1,025, and he couldn't pay for it. So the manager of the facility had to loan him money, had to forward him money from his credit in order for him to pay for it. That's how bad things are for Sebastian Bach.
Sebastian Bach is hurting.
He is hurting bad.
Because he has an artificial wife.
Yes. But he's got a nice van, though.
The $6 million wife.
He's got a nice van, though, let me tell you.
Is it nice?
The back of it, the back seat can be a bed.
Is it a Chevy van? Because that's all right with me.
Come on.
It is a Chevy van.
That's all right with me, man. Yeah.
That's nice. But that, yeah, he's a nice guy. Firm handshake.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Which is good.
Yeah. That's all you need in a man, really, is a firm handshake.
Yeah, you don't want to get a wet noodle.
That nice balls.
Yeah, he's the guy always wearing the cowboy hat, right?
No. Cowboy hat?
In VH1, isn't he the one that always has, like, the wacky, like, leopard...
Chris Isaac.
Cowboy hat?
Brett Michaels.
Oh, Brett Michaels. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. He's pretty much the only guy who's, you know...
Are we going to blow up?
Oh, the show's blowing up. We're already getting... This isn't even a live show. And we're getting phone calls already. Hi, you're on with the Aristocrats.
Yeah! Let's go to line 4. You got Alex in Phoenix.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that I think Mexicans are... I'm sorry.
Who gives a shit? And who cares?
And shut up.
And okay.
Tighter than Tina.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Let's not go there. I don't know either.
Oh, and for future reference, our fans will like to know that we will have Steve Cast. Steve from Steve Cast on the show.
Next show we'll do that.
We want to encourage our fans to send email to Steve Cast, encouraging to do more casts.
He's got to be back on the show.
He's got to make more.
I think he was a pioneer in his time.
He started this for all of us.
Yes.
You mean a pioneer.
Pioneer.
Because of him. You would know what iPodcast is. What is it called? Podcast.
Podcast.
Steve it's the Cast. Aristocast.
It's the Aristocast. I like that.
We have a couple websites and an email address, too.
Well, what's that?
Well, our website is myspace.com/aristocrats.dep. And our email address is aristocrats. What?
Aristocrats. That's a Disney movie.
Aristocrats. Yeah. DEP@AOL.com.
Don't send your email to Disney.
No. No. You guys fucking suck. I hated Pocahontas.
Mr. Eisner?
Apparently you're doing a podcast? I don't know.
Don't send email to Pixar, please.
Yeah, please.
No. Mm. What's going on? Did they... are they still with Disney? Wasn't it like a big thing that were like breaking away?
Oh, yeah, they were
them?
Trying to break away.
Were they really?
Yeah.
I don't know if they did or not.
That kind of got swallowed up in the news. I don't know.
Everything does.
Speaking of news.
Dun, 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 dun.
Bam, 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 bam. NBC Nightly News. Tom Brokaw.
Wait, Tom Brokaw. Right, that's horrible. Tom Brokaw.
I like how they're still over there kind of chit-chatting and laughing to each other.
They don't care.
No, they don't care.
We have a live
audience. They got to do something is sit there in silence. Yeah.
Well, I told them to go in the bedroom.
We're the first radio show to have a live audience.
That's not paying attention to us.
Yeah. They're live, though. They're alive.
Yeah, they're alive.
We need just to broadcast from a tree fort.
Who was that?
Oh, wait.
What? What?
Hello?
Who was that? Who is that?
That's me.
Who's that?
Carly.
That's Carly, our producer.
Running the board, doing a great job. Good intro.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank yep.
Where did you get that mix from, that our theme song?
Julia.
One of our interns.
She found it.
She did that too?
And yeah, she did a whole like thing.
Because that was rocking.
Yeah, it was.
I like
that
a lot.
Pretty in depth.
I was bopping to that.
I'd say a little bit. Your foot was going.
It reminded me of the Mortal Kombat theme.
from the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't get into Mortal Kombat the movie.
Yeah, please.
The Emperor's asshole.
The Emperor's adopted daughter? Why should I worry about her?
Oh. So anyway, we have news, apparently, what I hear.
We challenge Prince Goro, a reigning champion.
I don't think that's any good with that division.
Yeah.
Of you going,
arms flailing. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, Barbara's got a camera.
We'll get a picture of that in the... Thank God.
I only get my good side, Barbara.
Which is from the back.
Bend over.
Side.
Which is my ass.
So what should we start with?
We got so much news to talk about. Wacky news.
We can do some news, I guess.
And then some.
Yeah, what do you got there?
Some current news.
We got something here about a couple of Louisiana lawyers.
Ooh.
Want to cash in on Hurricane Katrina.
Ooh, what are they doing?
Cash in,
well,
how?
With the dead body still floating in the streets of New Orleans.
Floating in the mud.
It is joyous.
That is a quote. That wasn't Eric saying that.
It is joyous.
That was Eric.
Yeah, that part was.
A pair of Louisiana lawyers are seeking to cash in on the killer hurricane by slapping the name Katrina on an alcoholic beverage.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
So they want to make a Katrina. Apparently they're going to, you know, it's going to be a hurricane pretty much with a little bit of sewage.
And some water and dead bodies.
Some bottled water.
And some timber.
And some nappy hair.
Some chocolate babies floating around.
And some MRE.
And some milk duds. And some MRE. Around.
That's a bulky drink.
You get choked to death on that.
Oh,
that's the point. Just like the rest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
see how, in on that one. See how big that gets real fast.
Yeah. I'll order one.
You know it.
And I'll order it real loud. Yeah.
Katrina!
I would like a Katrina!
I would like a Hurricane Katrina!
Now, they had a, there's a graphic there. They had, like, a logo with a little catchphrase.
Yeah, the logo is, Katrina, get blown away.
Oh, God.
And it actually has a little picture of the storm, like, from the Doppler radar.
They could have come up with something better.
Yeah.
Katrina, die in water.
Katrina, drown in sewage.
Katrina, walk in shit and mud.
Katrina, kill black babies.
Katrina, get raped in the bathroom.
Katrina, drop down MRE.
Katrina, loot.
Yeah.
Oh, Katrina.
Oh, yeah. They have a lot to choose from
Katrina,
those
fuck FEMA.
There's so many things.
Katrina, where are my debit cards? Oh,
Katrina, spend the taxpayers' money in strip clubs.
Yeah. Or in handbags.
Yeah. Monogrammed handbags.
Yeah, great.
All right, we got another story here.
Ooh.
Author weaves violence into kids' book.
Now, this I heard about.
I haven't read this except for the first sentence, and it made me laugh. The first sentence of the story is, as children books go, this one is a bit of a departure. Depictions of children running across a busy road with their eyes shut and a boy setting fire to his head.
What? Setting fire to his head?
Setting fire to his head.
What, is this what actually happened, or is this?
This is a kid's story.
Oh, God.
It's called The Bad Book.
Yeah, I'd say so.
By Andy Griffith.
What? Shut up. It's not actually Andy Griffith, though, is it?
Andy Griffiths.
Oh.
Hey, yo.
Starring Andy Griffith. And Ron Howard with his head on fire.
And Don Knotts
as the driver.
Hey, Andy.
So
why is your head on fire?
Hey, can I set my head on fire, too?
On his website.
Or am I just going to stand here and get cancer?
On his website, Griffith.
Jesus Christ.
Judy.
Giggity.
All right.
On his website, Griffith's defended his book, saying it is a hilarious and irreverent collection of cautionary tales and violent demonstrations that serves as a warning to children and their parents anywhere. So, you know, it's just to demonstrate how not to set your head on fire.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah.
Because there's thousands of ways, literally.
So he had all these pictures of children killing themselves and going, what can I do with this?
I got it.
Well, on one page of the book, a child says to his mother, "Mummy, can I run across this very busy six-lane highway with my eyes shut?" To which the mother replies, "Well, I don't know." Why don't you go try it, son?
Does it really say that?
No.
Oh, geez.
Oh, a child later runs across the road with a picture of him getting hit by a car.
Oh,
we gotta get this. Go on Amazon.com.
Oh my god.
Another page of the book states,
I almost spit my beer out.
Another page of the book states, "Little Willie took a match."
This guy should be canonized.
Another page of the book states.
You got news to read. Come on.
I'm not even drunk. Another page of the book states, "Little Willie took a match and set fire to it."
I can't even get it out.
Set fire to his head. Said little Willie as it burns. Soon I will be dead.
What's it again? I didn't hear the last part.
Little Willie took a match and set fire to his head. Said little Willie as it burnt, "Soon I will be dead."
Oh my god.
This guy.
Oh my god. Where did this guy grow up?
Australia.
Figures.
South Australia.
Oh god.
This guy's a god.
We gotta get this book.
We do.
Oh shit.
The Bad Book, it's called, by Andy Griffiths.
"Soon I will be dead."
Oh.
That is great.
Has anyone else here read the Big Book of Bunny Suicides?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, no.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
Already I'm a little uncomfortable.
It's purely visual, but it's just little, like, cute drawings of bunnies and different ways they're committing suicide.
Oh, gee.
What? Very elaborate.
Where do these books come from?
Britain and, like, Europe.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, they probably masturbate to it in Amsterdam.
Oh, hang on a second.
It's probably a live
hang
show.
Hang on, everybody.
Oh,
Ray's got a fart. Our engineer, Ray.
That was our first induction.
Let it be known that the first person to fart on the air on the Aristocrat show was Ray.
First
Ray
induction.
Ray the engineer.
Fart right into my microphone.
Right into Carly's microphone.
How's that smell?
Take a good whiff of it.
You hear a lot of that. You hear a lot of that during the show.
Wasn't there there's a new bunny book, and they had two, like, Lord of the Rings references.
Yep.
They had the bunny on a ladder pouring pepper into the eye of Sauron. And then they had Gollum, like, chained up to, like, a stake or whatever, and the ring was, like just out of his reach, and the chain was wrapped around a bunny's neck, and he's just standing there waiting. But they're really, like, elaborate, some of them.
Yeah, some
ridiculous.
Of them are a couple pages.
Yeah.
That is.
It's very. There's no words. It's just like pictures of some. You have to actually look at and go, okay, where is this going?
It's like The Far Side.
Yeah, it's like you're looking at it like, what the hell, and then you're like, oh, that'll kill him.
Don't do that.
Like he has this big like Pee Wee Herman breakfast machine, and all of a sudden it's just gonna like drop something on him and kill him.
A huge gear.
Yeah.
Right in his forehead.
Very funny. So we have to get that book.
That's a good book.
What happened to just bunnies just getting hit by cars?
Yeah.
That was in the good old days.
And their insides spewing out of their assholes.
Ew.
Well, it happens.
Or Canadian geese getting run over by trucks.
I know, really.
That I got pictures of.
That we'll post on the interweb.
Do they pop when they get hit?
I'm sure they do,
yeah.
Yeah.
Pigeons do.
Do they?
When it's time to change.
I'm sure anything will pop when you put a lot of weight on it.
I got phlegm in my throat from laughing.
That was
kid's head on fire.
I was laughing more. I didn't even really hear what you said. I took my headphones off.
Of him.
I was laughing just because you lost it. You couldn't even get words out.
Oh, man.
Just read that last rhyme again.
I want to invite that guy over for dinner.
Yeah. Make him a nice seafood dinner.
Just read that last rhyme.
Little Willie took a match and set fire to his head. Said little Willie, as it burnt, soon I will be dead.
Jesus Christ.
Truly a lesson in life.
Yeah. Don't play.
Mummy, can I run across this very busy six-lane highway with my eyes shut? Well, I don't know, son. And whammo. He's roadkill.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, at least I ate dinner that night.
Yeah.
They could.
The South Koreans want to deploy armed six-legged robots on the northern border.
What is this? Is this a Star Wars movie?
No, this is true.
Oh, is this in conjunction with Comedy Central's BattleBot show?
No. They want to do this.
Remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
I never saw that.
I remember it.
Yeah, they used to have the BattleBots, and they had the BattleBot Arena, and they...
People, yeah, I remember the show.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, I thought you meant there was... They tried doing some sort of security with bots or something.
That's what he's saying.
Yes. Okay. The robots will perform roles on the battlefield not done by dogs, such as sniffing for explosive and catching intruders.
Robots can't sniff.
Equipped with firearms, they will be able to carry out combat missions via remote control.
And where is this?
South Korea. In South Korea, they want to do this because they want to reduce the number of troops in uniform by about 25%. Seeing how South Korea is defended by American troops.
Yeah.
They're so damn cheap, they're going to put robots up there instead of...
Well, I'm sure robots ain't cheap.
Well, they don't want to risk their own lives.
Yeah. Fucking Koreans.
Yeah. So fuck them.
Jesus.
Don't buy their Hyundais.
Yeah. Or the Kias. Yeah. I think that's in Hong Kong.
And here's a story about a substitute teacher has been told not to come back to a Wichita school after she told misbehaving students to clean up the mess left when someone defecated in the back of a fourth grade classroom.
Well, fourth grade, I pooped in the class all the time.
You pooped in class in 12th grade.
Really?
So what? In Wichita?
In Wichita. After discovering the feces on Tuesday, three students began laughing and acting up. That's when the teacher assigned the cleanup punishment. It was unclear who had defecated or whether it was done purposely. You think it's funny? You clean it up.
What would you do if you were in fourth grade and you just saw a shit in the back of the classroom?
A big corny log.
Just
steaming in the back.
I think you'd smell it first before you see it.
There's like Play-Doh mixed in with it.
And carpet hair.
And how negligent are these teachers that a kid can go back there and take a dump?
I know.
And no one will notice. What the hell are they doing?
How do you take a dump, seriously? You know, like,
yeah,
just in a room somewhere. You know?
Well, some how do you do it? That
some people can do.
I know.
What's the fucking word?
Eric has bathroom problems. Well, not problems, but
can't poop.
A phobia of some sort. I don't know what is
a condition.
It?
I think it's a comfort zone.
You got to have a buffer zone.
Yeah. I'll take a shit right here. I really don't care.
Yeah, I know you will. Yeah.
I've done it before, and you know it.
I don't. I have like recurring dreams.
Engineer Ray would too.
Of
yeah, because we're men.
He did.
He points to the floor.
Engineer Ray did take a shit right on the floor right there.
Here it goes. Great. Yeah. You clean that up.
Get some fourth graders in here and clean this up.
We actually have a family friend, and she's like a special ed teacher over in Keensburg.
Uh huh.
Figures.
And one of the students, she works with the, I guess, the special ed students, and every time they send.
That's why she's a special ed teacher.
Yeah. Well, every time she sends this one kid to the bathroom, he actually takes a shit in the bathroom, but not in the toilet. He, like, shits on the floor in the bathroom.
Fantastic.
And, like, he's proud of himself, so now they have to have special chaperones for him.
We'll see.
Because he will continually just go in there, say he has to go to the bathroom, and make a point to shit on the floor.
Isn't that kind of like every Keensburg kid there?
Maybe.
So, why isn't he savagely beaten?
Why isn't he locked in a small cage?
Yeah, I mean, why keep kids like that alive?
Ugh.
If you can't shit in the toilet, you should die.
Can he wipe his own ass at least?
I don't know.
I doubt it. Yeah. He probably comes back with a big brown stain in the seat of his pants with, like, little glops of turd, like, leaving a trail.
Glops.
You know?
I like the choice of words.
Coming out of the leg of his pants.
I had a kid once, I got a new bike, and he really wanted to ride it. He was like a couple of years younger than us. He was a real dirt bomb, lived down the street. And so I said, all right, fine, you know, I let him ride the bike. And he rode down the end of the block and back, and he's laughing. And I get off the, he gets off the bike, and I take him, what the hell are you laughing at? He goes, I'm like, what's that smell? He took a shit in his pants while he was riding my bike. And my bike seat smelled like pure shit. It was the most disgusting thing.
I seriously hope you disemboweled him, right?
I wanted to. I mean, there wasn't shit on the seat. It just stunk. But he shit his pants.
Did you keep
and
the
thought
bike?
It was funny?
Yeah. And I'm just like, he's wallowing in his own filth. He has to go inside and clean up.
Your house, sir?
No, no. It was like down the street.
I just shit on your bike, man.
Get inside and clean the bathroom.
Can I use your bathroom for a while? I'm going to wipe it on the walls.
Okay. I'm just a sucker.
I'm gonna rub it on your windshield in round circular patterns.
And then I'm going to write red rum.
Yeah.
So I like rum. That's red.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Did you keep the bike, though?
Yes.
I would have pummeled him. I would have Hannibal Lectered him.
I wanted to.
It's amazing.
He was a weird kid. He got run over like in front of my house one day. A car just hit him and like ran him over.
Did he shoot his pants?
Oh, he ran over his foot, and
then he doesn't shit his pants.
Like he had to get like helicoptered out from the fucking scene of the accident. And everything like he was fucked up, and they had to take fat from his ass and like graft it out and put it into his foot.
Wasn't that a Ren Stimpy show?
Well, they use Ren's buttocks for Stimpy's buttocks
for Ren's pectoral pecs. Muscles.
Yeah, but yeah, this actually happened to this kid. They had like a piece of his ass taken out and they put it in his foot so that it wasn't just like bone.
I hope they cleaned it first.
I don't know. So now he has a big chunk missing out of his ass.
He's got a bite taken out of his
ass. And his foot was like, it was all like lumpy and stuff.
Like a breast cancer victim.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
He's got a big club foot now.
That's what it looks like.
Big fatty foot.
It's really gross.
What's up, ass foot?
This kid was a fucking mess.
Why'd you get hit by another car?
That's funny.
We'd be walking down the street. His big brother would just like open the garage door and like have a chainsaw. And just start chasing us.
Oh, that's real good.
They were like so wacky.
Oh, wacky's not the word.
No, they were insane.
No, that's not either.
They were stupid.
Probably sick.
They were sick.
Sick in the head.
Twisted individuals. Is that you? All right.
No, I burped. That was me.
No. Never mind.
There's gotta be more news. There's gotta be.
Well, you know what? There is a story here about a judge.
Kind of low.
You turned your mic off.
I turned mine.
And he talked right into hers.
I turned my mic off to lean over and ask Carly something.
Let me turn.
And she's holding her mic. I just,
hey, am I too low? I don't want to, you know.
I don't want anybody to hear this.
He's talking, so
I'm just like,
too low.
Wow.
I don't want to interrupt him or anything, so. Is that too low?
Okay, hang on. All right, that's better. No, like.
Sure? Yeah, because it gets really high sometimes.
All right. Okay.
See? Yeah, that was pretty hot.
How you guys doing back there? Good?
We're all right.
Live audience.
Anybody need a beverage?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll just, when I listen to this, I'll just pick up the conversation.
Yeah, that will take it off.
I wish we could.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm taking it off.
Taking it off. Yeah. We got more news?
Yeah, we got a story here about a judge.
A judge?
A judge. Apparently a judge in Camden.
Like Judge Dredd.
Oh, some people dreaded him, all right.
They will now.
He was a judge in Camden, and he was arrested.
New Jersey?
Camden, New Jersey.
By the way, we're in New Jersey.
Yes. We are in New Jersey also.
The state that smells like farts.
Oh, come on.
Yes, it does.
You read that on like a T-shirt somewhere?
No, I heard it from a comedian.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, he was arrested for.
I just like call you out. Hey, that was on a T-shirt. No, it was a comedian.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry.
I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Hey, you read that off of novelty underwear? No, that was for a movie.
You saw that in a fortune cookie.
Anyway, a judge, apparently.
A judge.
In Camden?
Yes, he was arrested for child pornography. And he traveled to Russia to engage in sexual acts and videotape them with a young Russian boy. And police raided his house and found a treasure trove.
Treasure. That's
treasure.
Treasure
trove, so it says in the article. of child pornography, mostly young boys, under 12.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Engage in sex acts with men, and literature from NAMBLA.
Ooh.
The North American Man Boy Love Association.
Ah, nice.
You must get special discounts.
Yeah.
At some seedy hotels.
He's a lifetime member.
He's a gold member.
Yeah.
You think they have gold members?
Let's ask.
I'm a platinum card. I'm a platinum NAMBLA.
He has like a NAMBLA visa.
Every dollar spent at Toys R Us is 2 points. And he redeems his points for... for various,
you get a 20% discount at Gymboree.
Hey, I got these pants today. They don't fit me though.
And
I don't know.
No, you can stay one night for free at a Days In.
He gets a nice wall clock.
Yeah,
a NAMBLA wall clock, huh? Come on, keep it going, folks. Keep it going.
Oh, no, it's a nice quartz clock.
Instead of a grandfather clock, it's a grandson clock.
It's a grandson pantsless clock.
Wow.
Yeah. So he went to Russia 3 years ago to videotape himself having oral sex with a teenage boy. Jesus. And so the twist in this story is that the judge was a Vietnam War veteran who, in a life or death struggle with a Vietnamese soldier, his gun, his M16 rifle, went off and shot off his leg, his testicles, his bladder, and I think a lung.
It's amazing they missed the penis, though.
No, I think his penis is shot, too.
It is shot.
Yeah.
But you just said that he was videotaping... having oral with teenage boy.
He was performing the oral, I assume.
Oh, wow. That's more disturbing,
The defense is arguing that his loss of virility after Vietnam inspired him on this quest to have sex with young boys.
Lifelong so quest.
To
I know, right?
To restore his lost virility.
How is he still alive after all that?
I guess he's more machine than man now.
He's more machine now than man. Twisted and evil.
Yes.
They're having sex with boys.
Having sex with little Russian boys.
He's more machine than man now. Giving oral to young teenage Russian boys with tight, tight white asses and glistening penises.
And coming in their babushkas.
Oh, no.
He's more machine than man now. Puncturing their intestinal walls, flooding their systems with poison.
Oh.
I mean semen, of course.
Panty poison.
Licking their balls constantly.
So, yeah, I guess he's, you know, come here, boy.
Oh, no.
Do we have that?
Yes.
Come here, my little Russian child. If you only knew the power of the bench.
If you only knew the power.
If you knew, only knew the power of the superior court judge.
I think you threw a little George Takei in there.
And Judge Takei. Yes. Boy, come here. Let me ejaculate into your babushka.
Not my babushka.
Into your babushka.
Not my babushka. My mama gave this for me.
Let me tuck your penis in between your balls, creating a little pouch that makes it look like labia.
Oh, God.
That I may then fist it.
Oh! That's got a smell.
Well, he doesn't have a penis.
Yeah, it's true.
I have no penis.
Smell my finger.
Little Russian boy, in my quest to regain my lost virility, I require your assistance.
You must shit on my chest.
lie back.
And whistle.
Turn off the lights. Take a deep breath and relax.
Kind of like this.
Let me pinch my corn loaf between your nipples.
I just like listening to the breathing.
Yes, that's it.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, that'll do.
Let me put on this rubber glove.
Because I got my hand.
Get the Vaseline.
You know what? Forget it.
Breathe in this witch hazel. All right, that's enough of that.
That's enough of that.
We can do a lot more with that, though.
Yeah, we sure can.
That's always a running joke.
So, yeah, he had 12 reconstructive surgeries, according to this one.
Apparently none of his...
What's his name? Does he have his name?
His name is Judge Stephen Thompson.
Steve Thompson.
Darth Thompson.
Stevie T.
Darth Thompson.
So Darth Thompson. He's held together by machinery.
And, various machinery.
And goes to Russia to fist little boys. is a lifetime gold member of NAMBLA.
Platinum. And he got his free quartz wall clock. From spending double points.
And he can get a free rental car at Hertz.
A free with a large trunk to stuff the dead boys in.
Oh yeah.
That's right, I went there. It was only a matter of
time. Yeah, that's right.
He can rent an H2.
Just fill it up with dead boys.
Fill it up with Russian asses.
Just cut off the asses.
No, that
cut off the asses.
Do you remember that? When Craig was in a criminal justice class, they told that story about those Satan worshippers that dug up the body, and they cut off, like, from the waist down, like, just, like, here and here, this chunk right here. So it's just an ass and a vagina.
That doesn't work too well on the radio.
And so they all had sex with the...
Oh, it's just, like, the hips?
Yeah, just the ass and the vagina part, and they all, like, took turns having sex with that.
Like, I never heard that.
Yeah, ask Craig about that if you ever see him again.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Never see him again.
Yeah.
That would be a great conversation opener.
So it was just like a piece of a mannequin almost.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And they were just like throwing it around and, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Catch!
That they dug up, yeah.
That would get messy. Wrap it in saran wrap maybe? That way it doesn't get so messy. It stays fresh when you're done with it.
Put it in the igloo cooler.
Yeah.
Guys, look what I brought.
Oh! Some dry ice.
Oh, I thought that was beer.
No, I guess that's okay.
It's an ass.
Bloody ass and vagina.
It's just some V&A.
V&A.
Vagin ass.
Little bit of both.
Careful, it smells.
All right, you want to take a break?
We'll take a break.
We'll take a break.
We'll be back in a few.
Will we really, though?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Here's some... Oh! Yeah!
Yeah. something nice.
Say something nice.
Say something nice. Say something nice. Say something nice.
Just say one.
Say anything.
Say something nice.
Just say something nice. You can't say something
nice. What's wrong with you?
Something not right. You can't say something nice. Don't say anything at all. Can't say something nice.
Wow! 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 Wow!
Wow! Wow, wow.
That was some fantastic podcast music.
Podcast safe.
It makes me want to la-la in the kitchen on the floor.
Makes me want to do E in a club.
Pardon?
You know.
E's pretty hot.
What's that buzz?
What is that buzz?
Elizabeth, right?
You guys hear that?
Yes.
Yes.
I hear a buzz.
There you go. What was it?
The fan?
One of the mics.
Whose is it?
Maybe it was the one Pat dropped. That?
Huh? Pat, it's your microphone.
Is it? All right, turn mine off.
Pat dropped his microphone during the break, and he just kind of went, meh. And now it's making a horrible
And now his microphone
buzzing
sucks.
Noise.
Turn
off. Oh, boy.
That's a sucky mic.
Yeah. Yep.
Dropping it made it suck.
You broke the mic.
Gonna have to use the backup mic.
Gonna have Might to use have the to. Fart mic.
Yeah, it's... Well, you broke it, Pat. I hope you're happy. You could have made some sort of effort to catch it.
Could have been somebody. Could have caught the mic.
A little bit of... Let's stretch it a little bit.
Oh.
Maybe it's the wire.
It's the wire.
Wire.
Look at that. Backup wire. Backup wire.
Hey, Jay, could you go in that box right there? Is a Radio Shack box with a wire in it? Okay. Anyway. While we're doing technical stuff.
Play some technical
no, it's games. Right. It should be right there in that box.
Even wife doesn't he just use the wire that I put on the mic?
Oh, yeah. Let me try that. It's not in here.
That should be a white box.
I like Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo.
Right there.
My God.
There we go, huh?
Yeah.
I just saw pictures of an
Oop.
Ass.
That's this one.
Pictures of
Number
an ass.
Four. Oh. That sounds good.
All right, you got it.
The moment I wake up.
No, sorry, Jay.
If you want to
fart.
Our
intern's right on the.
Fart in your mic.
Smiley face come.
What?
We welcome Glidden.
This is terrific for on-air. Wrong side, Jay.
No.
It's terrific for on-air conversation. Eric is looking at pictures.
Well, you know, every radio show has its problem.
They do. They're
there
not us.
Go.
That's the big problem.
There we go. Now it sounds nice.
I like that. I'm digging that sound.
It sounds good now.
Yeah.
No more buzzing.
Yeah.
That buzz was annoying
me. It's crisp.
I wonder
and
what happened. I don't like that.
It's good. Yeah. All
Everything's
right.
good now.
Yeah.
Everything's
fine.
Good.
I like it.
Everything, Jen. Good.
I think so.
Everything dies.
So anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't know. What were we going to talk about? Any more news?
Nah, that's it for the news.
That's it?
Yeah.
I thought I had more than that.
Something about sending Valentine's to a guinea pig or something.
Oh, Pat, read that. That one was cute.
Pat has something,
it's
though.
It's not about Shark Girl.
Pat has something.
Oh, we'll skip Sharp Girl.
But she's hot.
Yeah. Well, besides the one arm missing and her... Nub.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to be picky.
I will. I don't want a nub.
I'll look past the nub.
I don't want nubs in my woman.
Yeah.
I don't mind the nub.
The nub's all right.
You can rub it.
She's got a nice ass. So
well, a nub down there is okay. Like hemorrhoids, that's not good.
She's got a good undercarriage.
I think something's going to bounce up into my undercarriage.
Is that from a movie?
Guess what movie?
Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard with that slut.
Yes.
That slut.
Yes. Oh. That's right. Anytime someone says a quote from a movie, or you think it is, guess the movie. We'll do that.
Okay.
Which will probably mostly be from me. Was that from something? No, I just made it up.
What's that from?
What's that from? What's it from?
I know what it is.
Then what's it from?
Oh, it's Family Guy.
Family Guy movie. That's right.
Yeah. You finally watched that, huh?
It was good. Funny. I definitely, I like it. I give it 2 thumbs up. I endorse the movie. That's what I'm trying to say. Buy it.
While you're buying the bad book.
Yeah.
About the kid's head being set on fire. Also buy Family Guy movie.
How long have you had these drawings?
What's this from?
About 3 or 4 seasons?
They're up for sale if you want them.
Up for sale.
Let me see your identification.
You don't need to see his identification.
We don't need to see his identification.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
Put them on.
He can go about his business.
Let's have sex with boys.
Go about your business.
Oh.
Move along.
Have sex with boys. Have sex with boys.
Russian boys. Russian boys.
I don't know.
This isn't the judge you're looking for.
This isn't the judge we're looking for.
Let them have sex with boys.
What's that about sex with boys?
Show us your Nambla card.
Suck that cocks.
Damn, I'll suck the cocks!
They're so excited.
These aren't the Russian boys you're looking for.
These aren't the Russian boys you're looking for.
Sounds like he's just muffled. That's all.
I know.
I'm in
the other room.
Use that 2x4.
Whack him over the head with it. And then give him me when he's unconscious.
Having trouble again?
The mic stand doesn't stay still.
You want to adjust it? All right. My Pat's having all kinds of trouble today. Jeez Louise.
Jason has fallen asleep.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here we go.
Good.
Yeah, Jay's falling asleep.
Oh, Jay's bored.
What is Jay? What can we make Jay?
He's an intern.
He's an intern. We got a lot of interns. They don't do dick.
No, they really. They're still looking at fucking pictures over there.
They're fucking sitting at the table bullshitting. If they want their credits, they
are gossiping like a couple of housewives.
Like a couple of pussies.
Bunch of fucking old hens over there.
Sloppy wet pussies.
Sloppy wet vaginas.
We only got one intern breaking his. Well, actually, the engineer.
Yeah. Engineer of beer.
Yeah. Engineer of beer.
The beer engineer. The engineer beer.
Engineer beer.
I like that.
I like that too.
Raise the engineer beer.
Oh boy, I got a fart.
It's Jupiter.
Oh,
yeah, baby.
Right.
Carly, did you want to say something?
You have to put your ass right on it.
Yeah, I do have to put
my
ass right
on. You got to get it real good.
Gotta
I'm going to need that in a little bit because I've been saving a few.
All right. It'll be right here. You need it now?
Well, I'll just throw it just in case.
We have a fart microphone in case anybody wants to fart. And dropping stuff.
Okay.
Man, this second half is really boring.
No, it's not. We still got plenty of news.
No, we're done with the news.
Read the guinea pig story.
Well, the shark girl, a big hit.
All right, read the shark girl. This is from Thursday, right?
You want shark girl? All right, shark girl. This is from the New York Post in New York.
Obviously.
What was this, Thursday? Apparently, Wednesday, shark girl, the girl who got her arm bit off by a shark.
Now hold still.
This won't hurt a bit.
Bite down on this bullet. We'll all be over soon.
What was the name? Bethany Hamilton, who lost her arm in a shark attack, throws out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium last
with
night.
Her good with, arm,
with,
right?
With well, yes, she didn't take her old arm.
How funny would it be if she had her old arm and she put the ball in it,
all bloody,
and just like kind of like
threw the arm in the ball,
and then like the arm, what's that game called? Damn it.
Yeah, that game where you cut off your arm.
No.
Put a baseball
with
in
the
it.
Little scoop.
Rugby?
Is it rugby? Lacrosse.
Lacrosse.
Like a lacrosse stick. Just like threw it.
But it's all like stinky and
yes,
brown. Gangrenous.
And
the arm just kind of hits the catcher.
Yeah.
Oh! Bounces off his mask.
What the fuck?
The fingers get caught in the mask.
Anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
What they say here, the first line. She might have one, only one arm, but what an arm.
Jesus Christ.
What an arm indeed.
Bethany Hamilton, the young Hawaiian surfer who lost her left limb in a shark attack in 2003, threw out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium.
That was 2003 already?
Yeah.
I thought that happened like last summer.
Yeah, no. Why would they have it now? Amelia Earhart threw out the first pitch.
There she is.
We found her. She's throwing the first pitch here.
She's missing an arm.
Yeah, you know, they could have found someone better than fucking one-armed gimp.
She's not bad looking.
She's a good-looking girl.
Yeah, beside her fucking gut hanging out.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Come on.
Yeah. Hey.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed.
Have your left arm being eaten off and see how much weight you put on.
Still, she can still run. She got both legs. She can go jogging.
Dick.
Am I right?
And if both her legs are cut off too, she still have one arm. She can hop around.
I like to have you meet her. Like, oh, she got her arm ripped off in a shark attack. Putting on a little weight there, huh? You still got both your legs.
You're a little fat, huh?
No excuse.
Well, see, well,
yeah, I would look past the nub.
Would you look past the stomach, though?
Would you fuck her just for the story? I mean,
would you fuck her just for her nub?
I'd fuck her because I'm a sad, pathetic loser. And she was a hot girl.
I just want to, like, put my hand on it and have her, like, move it around. Oh. You know, just kind of like that weird.
Would you lick the nub?
No.
I don't know.
That's the question of the day.
I would massage the nub, though.
I couldn't even eat with her in the room because I'd puke on her.
I would make her cover the nub, though.
With what?
A tablecloth.
Doily.
A doily.
Put a doily on it. Okay. We're not going to stare at that for Thanksgiving dinner.
With scotch tape.
Oh, what? Those white covers
just
that
you staple it into her. Ow! Oh, you can feel that. I'm sorry. I had no idea.
Those white covers that you put on the turkey's feet. You know, whatever the hell those things are.
If you can't hold them on anyway.
Yeah.
They look
like the
cozies.
Little chef caps.
Yeah.
Cover her nub with that.
She's wiggling it around.
Oh,
that's terrible.
She just needs a prosthetic arm. Just get everyone to snap arm, snap on things.
She's one of those survivor things, and she's just, I mean, she's wearing a short sleeve, like cut off shirt.
Yeah, that's going a little too far.
It's
there.
Like that woman that had the breast cancer,
and
she got
came
like,
topless.
She got a snap on breast?
Yeah, she got like a tattoo of, what's that little like leaf flower or whatever they have in the
marijuana.
Cancer? Oh, Jesus Christ. No, you know, like the breast cancer plates, license
like a
plates.
Purple flower.
It's like a purple flower. She got that tattooed on her breast, where her breast was.
Ouch!
And there's that, like a there was
she,
like.
And she walks around topless now.
Not well.
Well, that's gross.
She was on the cover of like with, Time or something.
They call her the Uniboober.
See, I would just get like a giant eye patch.
Yarr. Yarr, I had my one boob taken from cancer.
You could be a pirate for Halloween.
The white whale took off my boob.
Who's that?
You ever see those guys with the big top hats?
Gregory Peck.
I was listening to me.
Like, go ahead, what? The hats?
No,
the
top hats, yeah.
The top hat guys, they have their stomach and there's like the mouth.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And she could do that, but be like a pirate. No, oh, nothing? Come on.
I don't know.
That would mean one of her eyeballs would be hanging out.
Then she just let her
well,
little pubic
hey.
Hair poof and have a beard.
Yeah. Yeah, it was always on like...
It would smell bad, though.
Well, they
but.
Used to do it at Mardi Gras. Are they going to have Mardi Gras this year?
Oh, please. They don't have Mardi Gras for a few years.
No? I think they are.
Where do they usually
God,
hold it?
God is punishing them for Mardi Gras.
Yeah, all the boobs.
There was a bar that was open throughout the entire storm.
Yeah.
Yeah, down on the strip.
I'll be right back. I gotta take a fucking piss.
Oh,
Pat's
you
gonna
leaving?
Go take a fucking piss.
Pat's leaving. Bye, Pat.
Look at James, so cute sleeping.
Hey, Julia, you wanna what's up, Julia? You got something to say? You wanna talk about ghosts?
Sure.
This is our intern, Julia.
Ooh, and she has ghost stories.
It's her house that we're broadcasting from.
No, we're in a studio, professional radio studio.
Yes.
A professional studio that has a
It looks just like Julia's, Jane Julia's house, though.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Julia.
What's up, Julia?
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Thanks for buying us chips.
You got it. I got pretzels, too.
Pretzels.
Thanks for letting me borrow your video game.
The Sims.
The Sims 2.
Two. Yeah.
It's good stuff. Yeah.
Did you play it?
I did.
It's good, right?
I did play it. It's not bad.
It's a little weird.
I like the fact that you can now interact with the hired help. Like, I was banging the maid.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get that. I didn't delve that deep into
it. And the gardener. Was having sex with the maid and the gardener.
You are just a little whore. Mm.
And the gardener was a black woman.
Yeah, they used to be just a universal gardener. Now they have a diverse group.
Yeah, so I got the maid to move in with me, and then she was replaced by a gay guy. A gay maid then took her place. Like, because she was living with me now.
I thought it was like the old bait and switch.
No.
You want to move in? Okay, hi!
I wake up and it's a... No, it was a gay maid. He was a guy with like gay hair and a pink tight shirt, and I had the gay maid. I didn't have sex with him though.
No, that would be weird.
I went into one of those like pre-made houses in like the Area 51 type thing, and there was an alien living with him, and out of nowhere it was like three guys and an alien, and one of the guys just got pregnant out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have sex or anything. Just one day he woke up, he was like, ooh, and his stomach popped out.
He was abducted.
That's right, yeah. He was abducted. He went outside, and he got abducted, came down, and he was pregnant. And he gave birth to this whole alien baby.
I've been trying to get my Sims abducted for months, and I can't seem to do it. I heard
I got three of them abducted in one game.
How?
I don't know. They just went outside, and it just
bam.
Cut to the video of them getting abducted.
Well, because I heard... You have to.
I was actually getting mad.
Well, I heard you have to look.
He just wanted to get the newspaper.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
but
what it was.
I do.
Yeah.
I do that. I like do that nonstop, and I can't get them abducted.
But once they're abducted, they like disappear for a couple days.
So they have to be.
I had no idea if he was going to come back or not.
They have to be outside, like walk outside in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and they have to be looking in the telescope, and then he sees something. And then they have the video of him getting abducted.
Oh, see, I put him
and then he's gone for like 3 days. And he comes back and he's pregnant.
I'm thinking that like an alien's going to come in their window and like anal probe him in bed and take him or something. I didn't know you have to be outside.
But I downloaded a couple of patches. One that turns
the
off.
Nude patch?
No, that's actually a cheat code you can put in there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, but they don't have, they're not, just, they don't have any characteristics of.
No.
No, they're like little Barbie dolls.
Yeah. I downloaded the No Jealousy patch because I was...
So you could
just
be a Mormon? See.
Well, because apparently they have this ability to sense you having sex like a mile away.
Yeah.
So when I was like banging the maid...
You hear the little spring go off like...
My wife's like on the other side of the house and comes running in. Oh my God! You know? So I was like, I got to do something about that.
That happens when you bang the maid.
Yeah.
You know, you can actually replace the nude skins with... Real
with
skins,
ones with features, yeah.
But it's I can't.
That's a pain in the ass. And what was the other? What was the other thing I did? I don't remember.
Picture time.
Picture book. What else?
Picture pages.
You could also have you figured out that you could also have sex in the hot tub.
Yes, I had sex in the hot tub.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah. Well. All the things I don't get to do in real life.
That's what The Sims is for, isn't it?
I did in this game.
I got a house and kids and... Meanwhile, it's just some guy in a studio apartment. All right, it's just me.
Or it's Steve from podcast, Steve Cast.
But I made a Sim version of myself as best I could.
Julia made
like,
Sim versions
a fat bald
everyone.
Guy with a goatee.
Yeah. I have all of you as Sims. And by the way...
It's creepy.
I worked on Pat
the Pat Sim. The Pat Sim looks really good.
I worked on him the longest, and then I started getting bored, so I just made everybody like pretty loosely.
Like,
but
yeah, it kind of looks like.
But I like.
Yeah, like I'm a black guy. You took no effort with that at all.
You're actually a black woman, but that's
okay. Kind of sound like a black
lady.
Guy.
Hey, what?
On the radio.
Hey man,
there you go. See,
Chump don't want the help. Chump don't get the help.
So you should install the Sims University extension pack.
You just said it sucked before.
That might take a little.
It's good. The only that you add there's a whole other Sim age, young adult. So you can actually be like a teen having sex, because that's the only thing you can't do.
Well, they have a teen sex patch you can download to get them to fuck.
Really?
Teen yeah. sex.
Yeah. Ew.
You can get the teens to have disturbed. Sex. And hopefully they'll release a pedophile patch so you can have sex with the children.
Yeah, that's...
you could be a judge with you could be a judge.
One-legged judge sim.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy patches for those games, but then you screw up your game if you put too many.
Yeah.
And so I try to keep it to a minimum.
And one of the games I was playing, a ghost literally scared the sim to death.
Really?
I think I had that happen.
The too. Ghosts kill you.
Yeah, wow, I didn't have that.
He just like came, appeared in her, bah! And she just collapsed.
That's weird.
Yeah. I was like, fuck.
That's weird. They have, you know, in the Sims University, they have these, you can like join a fraternity or sorority, but they have these secret societies.
So they have orgies?
No, but no.
They need to get a swingers bed.
Oh, they can have like threesomes?
Like a large, yeah, threesomes. That's what you need to have, because I want to have like multiple wives.
That's, I don't.
So I can start my own like patriarchy.
It's bad enough you have multiple wives. You have to watch them have sex. Have them watch you have sex with other wives.
Well, they can all like join in.
There's a bug, and he keeps like going up into my head.
Up into your head. A fruit fly. We have a fruit fly problem right now. I don't know why. It must be the weather. They're everywhere.
It's all this damn fruit you have around the studio.
We actually except
some comment
don't
on the
have
weather.
Any fruit. Actually, we have none here.
Oh,
the fruity flies.
Yeah.
Ooga.
Ooga.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Mmm. I eat my own shit.
So, what are you guys going to be for Halloween?
I don't know yet.
I was
thinking about a pharaoh, but that might be a little. I won't be able to find the headdress or anything.
I'm sure you can find something.
They must have. There's a Halloween store down the street. Must have everything.
That store sucks.
I was gonna like get something off of eBay or something to wear.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find something.
Yeah, I gotta get to work on that.
King Tut, and just make it.
King Tut.
Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Henry the Eighth. I'll be Henry the Eighth.
There you go. I am.
Yes, madam.
So, Julia, what do you want to talk about since you're on mic?
I'm just proud that I'm not crying right now, actually.
Yeah, the first time we had Julia, we gave her a mic, and she just started crying out of nowhere.
We just gave her the mic, and immediately tears began to
fall. Yeah, she was like, well, I... and then it just started pouring out of her face.
I like to cry.
I guess so.
I did okay last week, though.
Yeah.
You did. But now, but this is going on the interweb.
The great interweb.
Stop taking pictures of me.
Okay.
Knock it off.
Pat, you're back from the bathroom.
I got lots of paper here.
Carly is falling asleep.
Our producer?
So, yeah.
So Pat's back from the bathroom.
Say bye, Julia.
Oh. Okay, it was great talking to you guys.
Great ghost talk.
Great
ghost talk.
Great,
all right.
Great Sims talk. That's the way. That's what I'm talking about. I like your pizza pants.
Thanks.
How was your piss? Good?
It was extremely long.
Yeah?
I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
Jay's giving birth.
I was gone for like 10 minutes. What the hell happened?
I don't know. What was that, Pat?
Nothing. I'm just, you know.
All right,
now read
the
goddamn guinea pig story.
Okay.
Hold on, what's this?
Well, apparently a new record. A guy wanted to get in the Guinness Book of World Records for most Valentine's sent to a guinea pig.
Oh, this is getting ridiculous. But
so the 3-year-old guinea pig from Wales received 206 cards from as far away as New Zealand.
Did the guinea pig have a special address?
I'm sure he did.
Or a P.O. box.
I guess so.
Was he in the P.O. box?
Another Valentine.
The mailman just opens it. Here you go.
Oh, thank you. Oh, well, thank you. I'll give you a big tip for Christmas. Oh, thank you. If I'm still alive.
It gets awfully hot in here in the summer.
And awfully cold in the winter.
Not to be outdone, Canadian Krista Razanayagam set a new record when accompanied up the aisle by no less than 79 bridesmaids.
So you, 79.
You think you have a lot in your wedding there, Barb? 79. I don't know. Aged from 1 to 79. So I guess some of them were carrying an infant.
So that counts as two.
Yeah. I don't know if they were hot enough. That doesn't say. American Ashrita Furman. I'm sorry, that's not an American.
She must be black.
Ashrita Furman found yet more Guinness immortality by pushing an orange 1 mile. Oh, it's a guy. Pushing an orange 1 mile with his nose in 24 minutes and 36 seconds.
Furman, how many miles?
Furman.
Wait, a mile in 36 seconds?
24 minutes and 36 seconds.
Oh, I was going to say.
Furman is no stranger to Guinness. Apparently, he's a drinker.
I don't want none of that genius beer.
Lane claimed 94 official records, with such bizarre feats as climbing Mount Fuji on a pogo stick, underwater rope jumping, and lighting 27,000 candles on a birthday cake in New York.
Fantastic. How do you blow them out?
With fire extinguisher.
Guess they had an airlift, you know.
And what kind of book was this?
The Guinness.
Guinness World.
He's more machine now than man, twisted and evil.
I don't see what that has to do with the Guinness Book of World Records.
Alec Guinness.
Oh.
Well,
holy crap. Yeah. So the guinea pig's name was Sooty.
Sooty.
And Sooty was joined in the ranks of the world's weirdest and wackiest achievers by Briton Paul Hun.
Wackiest.
Who took the record for the world's largest burp. Louder than a pile driver, his burps can be heard from a distance of 30 yards.
Louder than a wrestling move. Wow.
Yeah, apparently.
Louder than a tombstone pile driver.
I'd like to get Matt in here and do some old school wrestling talk.
Yeah,
I think that'd be fun.
We can have him as a guest on the next show.
We should.
Actually, Matt should be off from work if you want me to. Well, I don't know how long we're going to be going with this, but.
Yeah, we got another 45 minutes.
Want me to text message him?
Go for it.
I'll get right on.
While you do that, I'll fart in the mic. You ready?
All right, go ahead. There we go. Here we go.
Oh.
Don't do it over here.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Don't find the good mics. I purchased those.
No, don't worry.
Mark that windscreen for him.
Yeah, I got to put a big P on that windscreen.
For poop.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it smells like roadkill.
Yeah, it doesn't smell good. Well, I just figured it'd be easier.
I preemptively started fanning it in.
Good.
Your location.
See, if you weren't talking, you would have heard the beginning part.
We can hear his phone beeping.
Oh, he must be really texting. He's got quick fingers.
Texting like a madman.
Boyfriend must love him.
Yeah. Oh, God, that stinks.
I told you.
What'd you eat?
I had a burrito.
Ah.
I had a burrito from Baja Fresh.
Baja Fresh.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Baja Fresh. Oh,
every
time
I start this picture, I think it's like a vagina or something.
Oh, yes, vagina. Oh, so delicious.
Puppy swallows 13-inch knife.
No.
Survives.
Apparently. No. Apparently he does.
In Florida.
13 inches. How do you get that in your throat? Let's get an expert in here. Eric.
Yes.
How do you get 13 inches of anything into your throat?
You gotta twist your body in a way
that
your esophagus aligns with your stomach.
How do you do it?
It's like sort of like an Archaeopteryx.
What is that? You're digging up dinosaur bones?
Yeah.
Oh! Shit.
That like busted my eardrums.
Yeah, it did. That actually scared me.
How loud it is.
I just peaked. You scared the shit out of me. Apparently you did yourself too.
Yeah.
Elsie, the St. Bernard puppy, apparently had the blade between her esophagus and stomach for about 4 days.
Oof.
Before it was removed in a 2-hour operation.
Oh. Is he okay, though?
Yeah.
Didn't look at the paper.
Yes,
is he okay?
No, she's all right.
She's fine?
Yeah, the puppy has an 80-inch scar, but is fine and back with her family.
Although she got hit
by... This is why dogs are stupid.
She got hit by a car the next day.
Show me a cat that has swallowed a 13-inch knife. Never happened.
Show me a cat that will show you affection.
All cats?
No.
Not always.
Oh.
Well, when you're shooting arrows at them, they're not going to show you affection.
Show cats that will show affection all the time.
It's purely selfish.
How?
It's like I inconvenience.
They sit on your lap and purr and
not always
because they want to be pet
with you.
And then they bite Carly's leg, and she has to go to the doctor.
Nah, he was
playing
with
it. Fucking rabies, and somehow herpes gets in the mix, and it's an ugly situation.
That wasn't me. I didn't do that.
And AIDS. And
okay, here we go. Kittens are adorable.
Unless, until you get cut by their fucking claws. Then
and they don't eat their feces.
Now, Pat has
brother's
a cat.
Dog.
Yes, I do.
And what's wrong with your cat? Something's wrong with your cat.
Something. Let me think. Oh, right. He has AIDS and asthma.
So he has Ferdinand the Fourth.
Yes.
And sucks to your asthma.
Asthma.
Yeah.
And he had cancer.
He had cancer.
Yes. He had a cancerous tumor, but that was removed.
Oh my
Jesus!
In his paw. This cat has no luck.
What's his name? Lucky?
Oscar.
Oscar.
Either that or
Oscar,
shithead.
Oscar.
Can I have the fart mic again?
No, I'm taking my headphones off for this one. Here we go. Get ready. Go stand over there.
Oh! That had a lot of bass. That was good.
Thanks.
Yes.
Oh my God! It smells.
Nah, fuck it.
You're not gonna message him?
Nah.
Why?
He's probably out with
Megan
or somebody.
Megan.
Nah, all right.
Megan.
I'll text him.
Why are you out with Megan? Megan.
I always try to.
The Emperor's adopted daughter? Why should I care about her? Megan. She has an awful simple name. That's a little odd. Why is her name so generic?
Now, we should have her on the show.
No, we shouldn't.
No, we should, because she has some interesting stories.
Yeah, but I don't want
AIDS. I got something I'm not allowed to tell you.
I don't want AIDS.
What?
I'm not allowed to tell you.
Oh, come on!
Nah. No.
What about for the fans? No one even knows who Megan is.
Well, now Matt's going to hear this.
Matt's
going
to hear that, yeah.
Damn it. He's going to hear you guys discussing.
Well, we're going to have to cut that out.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you tell me now? And we'll cut it out.
No.
Can you tell me eventually?
Oh yeah.
Like after we stop recording?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Now we definitely got to cut it out.
Remember, 1 hour 20 minutes. We got to cut. So anyway, she has some interesting stories.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But anyway,
the trouble with Megan is she's full of cocks.
Fantastic.
Yeah, all references to Megan must be cut from the show.
Really?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
He had some stories and changed the subject. That's what you were trying to do, right?
I was trying to say the same thing over so we can just cut right to that.
So she has some interesting stories, I hear.
All right, ready, guys?
She certainly does.
You ready, guys?
Ready, go.
Okay. Oh, you're not text messaging him?
I am text messaging him.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said forget it.
No, I am.
Oh, okay.
It's good.
What were you going to say?
No, I'm just saying, because you said you weren't going to text message him.
Yeah.
But now you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. Never mind me.
I'm just being silly. Was that for a movie?
I don't think it was. It wasn't.
We're just being silly.
We had this weird, like, kinetic thing.
Yeah. No, it's not kinetic. If it was kinetic.
We're psychic friends.
Genetic.
No.
It's kinetic, and we start fires with it.
Like Damien.
We blow things up.
My name is Damien.
He used to practice black magic and set things on fire with his mind.
Yeah. And he was going to start his own computer company and be the next Bill Gates.
No, he was going to, yeah, he was going to design his own operating system.
Intern!
Did that ever work out?
Oh, it must have.
Yeah. It's just taking a while. Longer than expected. Yeah.
It's all that marketing.
He put his hair on fire.
Is he still in high school?
Is he still alive?
I hope not.
I hope he's dead.
Phil the clown. And then one time I caught him in the car with a. Me and Craig caught him in the car with some girl.
Oh, God. Well, thank you.
And so I started playing the orgy music from Conan the Barbarian.
Orgy music.
I just happened to have that in the car.
Yeah.
who has orgy music from Conan the Barbarian in their car.
Eric is raising his hand.
The only one in the room out of seven.
Hey. What?
Eight, rather. I'm sorry.
I thought it was normal to have at least one orgy track.
No, it is not.
While you're driving.
Is that a video game
the
music?
The People's Court.
Yes. I'm sure you can have an orgy to that music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Play that teletype.
Play that funky music.
Fuck.
You're going to fart, right?
I got nothing.
See? You gotta hold it.
You gotta know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
You can pick your friends, you can pick your nose. But you can always have sex with your friend's asshole.
Oh, come on!
What? That's what I hear! I've only been waiting to try it, though.
Well, the second hour's going nowhere.
Yeah.
We might have to, like, splice together parts from different shows.
Yeah, maybe.
We
kind of blew our load in the first one. The hell we talk about in the first one? Oh, we were also kind of.
We hit all the. Did we have any more news?
Nothing really good.
No, nothing to hear either. What about the plague?
A Brooklyn man's bizarre attempts to woo a uniformed cop by flashing his manhood at her backfired big time yesterday. Anthony Rickenbacker's strange mating ritual, which included shaking his hips.
I love his guitars.
Which included shaking his hips and shouting, "Mammy, you are so hot."
Mammy?
Mammy.
landed him behind bars. Charged with disorderly conduct and public lewdness, cops say.
Was he in blackface?
Was he black?
Oh, you bet he was. He was a nigga.
Let's cut that. I remember 1 hour 25. We got to cut out the N-word.
There's a lot of editing in this first
Yeah,
show.
There is.
The one,
and no one will ever know how much we cut.
The wannabe Romeo, 19, encountered Officer Candace Magnani at around midnight as she sat in her patrol car on Rockaway Avenue. Rickenbacker allegedly approached the window and dropped his drawers. Magnani, 29, assigned to the Brooklyn North Task Force, told the Post, "I'm not shaken up." The woman who identified herself only as Rickenbacker's aunt said, "He's a quiet kid. He's a good person."
Yeah, he's a good kid.
We have
Sure, he likes to show himself.
We have audio of that incident, by the way.
Hey, yeah? Where are the white women at?
Yeah.
There he is.
That's what happened.
It's fun. How do we get audio so quick?
We got
correspondence out in the field.
MSNBC?
Fox News.
Hey, where are the white women at?
We actually have microphones pre-positioned around the country.
Yeah.
Yes.
Picking up the shit.
Wow. Yeah. You know, for such a small iPod show, I got to say we got a lot of resources.
We have audio from the cop, too.
Really? Let's play that.
Okay.
That.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah.
Even though the cop was a woman.
See, he didn't know. Yeah. Or she, yeah. Well, you know, maybe it's a bull dyke. You don't know.
What happened?
Hey, what happened?
Yeah, that's a shame. Always looking for the white women. They're all in New Orleans.
And we have a passerby.
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
Yeah, see.
So what was he flashing?
Nothing. It was like a Ken doll.
Oh, my God.
He was actually a judge. Flashing his wooden penis.
Wooden, was he? George Washington?
What?
I think they had a little better prosthesis and wood for penis.
That's all he could afford.
George Washington. He's sitting there whittling a pecker.
It's on a lathe, you know? Making himself a member.
Nice head.
So how about that Warcraft story? Was that no good?
I don't... it might be on the table over there. I don't think I have it here. Let me look.
Ray, you got it over there?
There should be a really good one about a gas station robbery.
Our engineer, Ray?
The only one doing work around here.
Exactly. Okay, here's this. There's a Warcraft.
A lot of papers.
Oh, it's two pages. Here we go. Cut this out too. Remember, an hour 28. Cut it out.
Too many numbers.
We're gonna cut out half the show.
I'll give you a cue point.
Horrible.
I like a
It was ricocheted from the couch.
It was?
Yeah, that was good.
I was actually, it was muffled. I was sitting on it.
Oh, Jesus. I
actually sat on top of the microphone.
The entire time?
Yeah. Not the entire time. I just shoved it under there.
That's all nice and warm now.
So a deadly virtual plague has broken out in the online game World of Warcraft.
No.
Yeah. Deadly disease was a result of a programming bug in a location only recently added to the Warcraft game. And,
It wasn't a real plague?
No, unfortunately.
Oh.
Bunch of nerds dying.
Oh, no!
I don't feel good.
Mom, guys, it's a dick of soup.
Maybe you should take a shower.
Mom, I'm fine. Don't come in here.
My paint's not peeling off. I'm good for days.
Don't come in here. I'm exercising. I'm looking for paper clips.
Is that from a movie?
It's from a show.
Oh.
As players explore the world, the characters they control become more powerful as they complete quests, kill monsters, and find magical items and artifacts that boost abilities.
But then they get cancer.
No, the plague.
To give these powerful characters more of a challenge, Blizzard, the company that makes the game, regularly introduces new places to explore in the online world. In the last week, it added the Zul'Kurub dungeon, which gave players a chance to confront and kill the fearsome Hakkar, the god of blood.
Ooh.
In his death throes, Hakkar hits foes with a corrupted blood infection that can instantly kill weaker characters.
Uh-oh.
The infection was only supposed to affect those in the immediate vicinity.
You gotta be like a level 25 to get
shit.
But some players found a way to transfer it to other areas of the game by infecting an in-game virtual pet with it. What the hell is this? A virtual pet in Warcraft?
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
This pet was then unleashed into the orc capital city of Orgrimmar. And proved hugely... They talk about it like this is real. Oh my god, we gotta go to Orgrimmar. We gotta save them.
My virtual pet. It needs vitamins.
I played Star Wars Galaxies, and people have pets on that. And they could just, like, sick them on people.
Really? This is, like, totally beyond my comprehension. I've never...
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I played Star Wars Galaxies for, like, 2 weeks, and I actually had to cancel my subscription because it was so far beyond me, I couldn't comprehend it.
You know why? Because you have sex.
Yeah. I'd probably pick it right up then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have no problem.
I have hetero sex. Yeah. It was just...
I just, like, go online. Oh, bang!
Bang!
Star Wars Galaxy.
All right!
I lend it to you.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
All right.
What's that from?
I don't know. I thought you just made that up.
Why are there fruit flies all over?
I don't know.
I don't like this.
Nah. I don't like them either.
Hi, this is Steve Kelsner.
We'll do that next week or the week after. Everybody's moving.
I'm going to...
This is like a pre-show.
This is a pre-show.
I got to masturbate. Yeah.
Steve, honey.
Not now, Ma.
No. Mom.
Not now, Ma.
Mom, I'm busy.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I can't do it. I'm smiling.
Steve, you want some pizza?
Mom.
Oh, God. No,
Mom, I'm busy.
Steve, your Aunt Edna's here.
Oh, send her up, Ma.
I'm under the blanket. I'm sick, Aunt Edna.
Oh, I'm looking at mature porno.
Steve, you got some mail here. Steve, your Victoria's Secret catalog's here.
Mom, I'm done.
I just like to look at the new designs, Ma.
That's all. I'm an inventor.
What happened to the old Sears Roebuck magazines?
Why are your sheets all crusty?
Why are you bothering me, Ma?
Why do you have crispy sheets?
Why do your sheets feel like cardboard?
Mom, I need starch.
Why are you getting all up in my gear?
Can I be on your show?
No, Ma.
Bob, I'm going to be uncool if you're on my show.
I need to be Mackin style, Ma.
I can give cooking tips. Why is this room so empty?
Mom,
I don't like furniture, Bob.
Really need some furniture in here.
Bob, I don't want any. I don't... Jeez, Mom, can you just leave me alone? Just make my soup and leave me alone.
How about a nice
I'm trying to contain the plague, Ma, in Warcraft.
Bob.
Okay. Ogrimmar is under siege.
I got my virtual pet here.
Just wait till your father comes home.
Bob, Dad's been dead for 7 years.
He's going to read you the riot act, he is.
He died from cancer.
The big casino. He
died from a plague without trying to prevent the Ogrimmar from getting infected with.
All right, son. Have fun with your little TV show.
It's a radio show.
Why are your sheets all tan and crispy?
Why do your sheets look like a potato chip?
Why do they smell?
Mom, leave me alone.
Why do these tissues look like Chinese stars?
Why is there semen in your sheets?
Why is there cum on my face?
Oh, God.
Why is your carpet soaked with gooey stuff?
Exactly what is bukkake?
What's this squishing between my toes?
Honey, why is your finger in my ass?
Bob, I'm exploring.
Steve, where is the Chevy van? This is not all right with me.
Ma, come on. Steve, why does the Chevy van have goo in it?
How come when I pick up your laundry, it feels like Pringles?
And it sounds just the same.
How come when I go to clean your socks, it gives me a cut?
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh.
How come your comforter is so salty?
Bob, I told you to stop tasting my comforter. It's fine.
But it's so delicious.
Steve, why is there semen on my face?
We did that already.
Oh, we did? Yeah. Oh, God, I'm starting to lose track.
Steve, how can I kill this intruder with your underwear?
Just throw it, Mom. It's hard enough. It'll pierce his skin.
How far can we take this?
I don't know, let's keep going.
All right.
I still got the echo on.
Why is this room so big?
Steve!
This room is huge!
Steve!
Bob, please.
Steve!
Bob.
How come when you take your pants off, they keep the shape of your body?
The principal called me today, Steve. He said you were masturbating in class. The back of some Oriental student is... It was all gooey.
What?
Steve, why did you make the fourth graders clean it up? Steve, how can you prop your pants up in the corner when you take them off?
Bob! It's full of semen, okay?
Steve, why does your ceiling have holes blown through it?
Bob!
Steve, why is there holes in your expensive mattress and baloney stuffed inside?
Bob, I just...
Are you fucking the mattress?
Bob! Please, I'm doing my radio show.
That better be Elmer's glue.
Is this why you make me go out and buy olive loaf?
I bought all that fine bologna, and you're fucking it.
Bob, I'll give it back.
I can't. Steve, I can't feed the guests cummy cheese.
Why is the cheese all oozy? And
this
hard.
Cheese shouldn't have gone bad.
Steve, this is provolone cheese, not Swiss cheese. What'd you do to it?
This provolone cheese has a sharp taste, but there's something else in it.
It's salty.
Oh, it must be semen.
It's making my lips puff up.
Since when do you have paper mache shorts?
Bob, let me fuck the bologna.
Steve, how can you make your tiny whities into origami like that?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Tiny whities.
Oh, my God.
Steve! Why are your tiny whities discolored on one side?
How come one side's brown and one side's hard?
How come everything on the left side is yellow and hard?
She's turning into a Jewish woman now.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she's Jewish.
Hello, Gerald.
How come all of your Star Wars figures have clear stuff on them?
Why is Obi-Wan Kenobi stuck in a force field?
Oh.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
Oh. I'm actually out of breath from laughing
so
much.
Your shorts are more cum than cloth now. Discolored and disgusting.
Oh. Why do you have a walkway going from your bed to the bathroom?
Steve!
You just thought that makes some walkway? Sense. I don't know what I'm talking about, Steve.
Why do you have a concrete stoop outside your door?
Steve, how come you have a knock on your front door? Steve, why is your oscillating fan oscillating in such an odd pattern?
Steve, why is the parakeet unable to fly? Why are his wings stuck together?
Steve, what makes the water flow in a counterclockwise direction?
All right, you know, this is getting ridiculous right now.
Yeah.
You still got the echo on.
I know.
I'm still in the big room.
Steve.
Steve, why do you have an English garden outside your window?
English. English.
Why is the sand in your Zen garden all clumpy?
Are you shitting in that?
That's not a litter box.
You're not supposed to make sand castles in it.
But, Mom, I just got the fucking bologna.
Did you let the black kids play in the sandbox again? You know the cat will just bury them.
Steve. Why are you raping that Pakistani boy?
Don't choke him with his own turban.
Steve, where did you get that Russian boy from? Was the judge over here again?
Was he in his Chevy van?
Because that is not all right with me, Steve.
Oh, man. Yeah, we'll have him on the show.
Oh, yeah, Steve Cast. We'll do that next show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I actually have a headache.
We should play Steve Cast on the show and laugh at it.
We will next time.
Yeah.
Well, not next. You can't do it next week, right?
Next time we do it.
Neither can you.
I know. Everybody's moving.
Everybody's moving.
Next week, everyone's moving.
I'm not moving.
You're not moving.
I'm staying right where I am.
Not in that chair.
Yeah, I'm going to stay right here.
Oh, shit. Well, make sure they know.
I already asked. It's all right.
Oh.
Where's
the mic?
Quick.
Steve.
Why are you farting in your podcast?
How can you be blowing white milky bubbles with your farts?
Oh, my God.
Was that judge over here again?
White milky bubbles.
Judge. Are you shoving the ivory?
I can't.
Ivory what?
I was going to say, forget it.
Gavel something?
No, I forgot what I was going to say. Forget it.
Why is there a gavel in your room with shit on it?
And white milky substance. Are you shoving Dove soap bars in your ass?
How come when you fought it sounds like this?
Steve Kessler. I was actually reading a little more about him. He's into Christian poetry.
Great.
He writes Christian poetry. Really into God. Which Jesus, is weird because he sounds like a...
Jesus Christ and me.
Perfect together.
Walking in the sand by the sea. And he turned to me and carried... me. And I said, Jesus Christ, how come there's only one set of footprints when I'm all having trouble in my life? And there's only one. Why, God? Why did you abandon me?
When people are making fun of my podcast.
I only one set of footprints. I needed you, and you weren't there. And then Jesus said, that's when I carried you. And I said, oh.
Cool.
Never mind.
Forget everything I just said, Jesus.
Point taken.
Touche.
That's right. You did carry me. I forgot.
I was a bit sleepy or something.
I was too busy.
I rode you bareback like Yoda.
How Star Wars today?
Yeah, well, that's Star Wars reference.
Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing. What the fuck was that? Is everyone all right?
Clear my throat.
Oh, jeez.
Gah! Gah!
Gah!
Ah! My throat is clear.
Gah! Gah! Gah!
So we saw Corpse Bride today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are we going to have a Derek Maguire movie review?
Derek Maguire movie review. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Derek Maguire movie review. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
That was great theme music.
That was composed by John Williams.
Yes.
And so was that.
So was that.
Is that Matt?
Hanging out with Meg Ryan and Lauren.
Who's Meg Ryan? Meg Ryan?
He's
wow!
Hanging out.
Wow!
He's hanging out with the stars.
Shit, we got to have him here.
Is my mic turned down all of a sudden? No, it's all right.
No.
Never mind.
So movie review time.
It wasn't that good.
Okay.
It's Derek's movie review. No, it was all right.
Steve!
It was kind of anticlimactic and
anti-good.
Carly gives it 2.5 stars.
Out of what?
4. Yeah. The animation was good. It seemed a little haphazard. It seems like they kind of threw it together. The music, the numbers, whatever, weren't that good. Character development wasn't there. You just really didn't.
You didn't feel for the characters.
You didn't connect with them.
Yeah,
no,
he didn't.
Yeah.
No, no yeah. In-depth.
Ah! Yeah, he didn't connect with them.
But they just did on unexplainable things.
Yeah. Like he fell in love with someone out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Then they met once, and then all of a sudden it's like, but I love
you. And then he crapped out of his mouth, and nobody knows why or how.
Whoa, my God. That's odd for Tim Burton.
I don't know what you saw, but this was a kind of a stop animation cartoon.
And then
thing.
And then they
didn't he
kid fuck Jimmy. Or get fucked by toast or something?
Now what's that from?
What's that from?
Kids in the Hall, Brain Candy.
Yeah, that's right.
Fuck my toast. Steve.
Why are you fucking the toast?
Cause it's so crispy.
Toast.
And warm.
Stop. Toast.
Why is your Steve so crispy?
What? What?
Eric's losing it.
Not even drinking.
Steve.
Toast.
Drunk on Pepsi.
Toast. I mean Steve. Why is there semen in my Wonder Bread? Wonder Bra.
Why is my smart balance replaced with gooey substance?
Why is my grape nuts replaced with your hard tidy whities?
I can't have a bowl of jock strap.
Well, I could, but it'd break my teeth.
I slave of a hot stove, and this is what you give me?
Crusty jockstrap?
Crusty jockstrap cereal? Does Barbara want to go home?
Well, we're not done. Isn't that right, Barbara?
These are cornflakes, not cumflakes.
Can I have the fart mic? Yeah, like
11. Oh, God. She looks like she wants to leave.
Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4. Steve.
All your farting is making Barbara want to go home. Why did you chase out that nice young lady?
When are you going to settle down?
When are you going to get yourself a nice girl?
Bob, I masturbate every night. I don't have time for girls.
I don't know what else to tell you.
I get all the chicks, Mom.
I got my own radio show, don't you know, Steve Cast?
I talk to them online all the time.
Yeah. You should. We got to find his email. I'm sure.
We have it.
Oh, that's, yeah. We do have it.
He says it on the show.
It's on the, yeah.
Can we give it out?
I don't know it.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Not off the top of her head, but it's next week is going to be the
next show. Gmail.
Next show is going to be Steve Cast. Show.
Next show is
going
to be devoted to Steve Cast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have to emulate the greats.
Next week.
Next week, Steve Cast.
Steve Cast and George Takei.
Yes, George Takei will be stopping by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I think he'll be calling in.
He's a frequent guest on
the
show.
He'll be calling in. Good.
Yeah, we're gonna get him to call in.
He's a frequent guest on the show. That's good.
Well, he's gonna be.
Great.
We haven't had him on the show yet.
Yeah.
This is our first show.
It's our very first show.
Okay.
Ever.
It's getting a little boring.
Mm. Well.
Steve.
A lot of cut and paste.
Yeah.
What did you do with this paste? How come you plugged up your urethra with the paste and then kept masturbating and then stopping right at the moment of climax to build it up for 3 days?
What? For 3 days? A fortnight?
Is that an aristocrat's joke?
And then, when you finally blew your top, it came out of your balls.
Oh, I was let down there.
Why did you make your cock explode? Why?
Where did the paste come in?
Because it uses to plug up your urethra. Steve!
Did you spill Elmo's glue down your shorts?
Bob, I tripped raking leaves.
Steve, how many times have I told you not to shove that thermometer up your urethra and then twist it?
But it feels so good.
Making it break in there. You're not supposed to do
it's
that.
It's bloody.
The mercury can be poisonous.
No, it's fine. I'm fine.
Just leave me alone.
I don't have cancer. Nothing. It's fine. Just shut up.
Steve, why is the husband and wife, the two children, and a little baby in your room?
Bob, I'm a talent agency, and they have a show for me.
Well, what kind of act do they have?
Well, it's a family act, but we normally don't do family acts, but I'm going to give them some time. I'm going to give him 2 minutes.
Steve, why is the father bending his daughter over and licking her asshole?
It's part of the show, Bob.
You just wouldn't understand.
Steve, why is there a little black Hurricane Katrina victim suspended from the ceiling with hooks buried into his nipples?
Oh, because no! He's dead, okay? He's drowned, okay? It's just an act, Bob. He's just a dead black boy. Leave him alone.
Why is the rest of the family gathering and using him as a piñata?
Because they're hungry, Bob, okay? Jeez, they're black. What do you expect?
But they're making his innards fall out all over the floor.
That's what they like. The dark meat.
Why are they all circle jerking around his innards?
stick of the cub on it. That's all.
Why is the cum mixing with the blood from his innards and turning it from red to pink?
I don't have an answer for you on that one, Bob. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Next week!
Steve!
Steve!
Oh... It is bad.
More ways than seven.
Yes. Seven. Only seven?
Just seven.
Oh, my God.
Why are they injecting the little infant with cancer cells?
Because they want them to have cancer, Bob. Don't you understand?
Why are there rabid monkeys chewing on his fingers?
Because they don't want them to have fingers. Jesus, Bob, it's a show.
Steve. I just see them wheel in an old man in a wheelchair who's on an IV.
Yeah.
That's why, the... Steve? Why are they squeezing his IV bag?
Squeezing?
Because he's shaking it's dirty. In the chair.
That's the judge, Bob. He's fine.
Did you guys see the bus that blew up in Texas?
Yes. Yes.
And he starts laughing.
Well, somebody was smoking a cigarette on the bus. And
I heard it was an electrical problem.
Well, whatever it was, one of the oxygen tanks from the old
people. Many of the oxygen tanks blew up. Because half of them couldn't fucking breathe.
There's a whole bus full of, like, Darth Vaders.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Steve.
Phyllis, are you all right?
Phyllis.
That's an old person name, right?
I remember I did a blog entry one time about hot girl names.
Phyllis is not one.
Yeah, and how there's some names that you never see hot girls have, like Doris.
Doris. Phyllis. Like
Virginia.
Virginia.
Well, it's the same thing with guys, too, really. I mean, like, when was the last time you saw some, like, Hollywood star named Mel?
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Well,
Mel Gibson.
I mean, like a young.
You mean like Mel? Vane?
Hot.
Mel Torme. All
right, stand corrected. How about Skip?
Skip Wilson.
Or Buddy.
Buddy Holly.
Rip Torn.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah, he's hot.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge cum.
Bob.
Steve.
Bob.
Why is Rip Torn dodging cum up there in your bedroom?
Because he showed me how to be a dodge cover. I mean, cum dodger.
Dodge cummer.
Well.
What's the family's act called, Steve?
The Aristocrats.
I don't get it.
And that's the end of our show. Boop.
I wish. Oh, God, shoot us now.
No, we got 3 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
We got 3 minutes. Wow.
And we're going to cut out about half of this, so we're going to have an hour show.
Not even. Mm-hmm. We'll have about 15 minutes.
Yeah, we should start wrapping it up.
All right,
start
well.
We should air some from last week. And
we could do that.
Yeah. Let's say goodbye.
We'll do like a best of.
Yeah, best of. Our first broadcast is a best of.
Already. All right, this is Pat Miller,
Eric Stevens,
and Derek McGuire.
The Aristocrats.
The Aristocrats.
Steve!
Bob!
I'm busy!
Bob!
I'm listening to my radio show.